This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCGALI. So while parents are going to be given tasks with their kids, as we are, with make sure they get their vitamin D, make sure they get exercise, make sure they're eating all four food groups, getting their vegetables in, their fruits in, getting proper sleep, staying away from electronic devices, maybe getting their vitamin D and vaccines. It seems like we're going to be moving towards, as I've seen many experts suggest, that parents need to have their children explore their gender. And I think where we're moving in society, which can become very, very challenging, is during, let's say, a medical checkup, the doctor asks the parent or the child, are they happy with their gender? And I guess on the checklist of things to do, we are eventually going to see parents having to go through the motions of the children exploring their gender and then coming back and telling their parents or their doctor if they want to change or not. Now, I have two boys, and they could barely make their beds. They could barely clean their toys. Okay, if I gave them the task of, look, both of you have little wee-wees. Are you happy with the wee-wees? You're going to grow up to be men. If you don't like that, speak now or forever hold their peace. I mean, my boys would probably be holding their wee-wees going, what? I like my wee-wee, Mommy. I'm like, fine, keep it. But is that where we're going? I keep hearing that people are saying that our kids need to explore their gender. We need to be open to allowing them explore their gender. Now, where this is getting a little confusing for some parents is we're doing away with girls have to wear pink, boys have to wear blue. Girls have to play with dolls, boys have to play with, cars. I thought we're doing away with that, which I support. As a girl, I never liked the girly stuff. If you asked me as a kid, do I want to be a boy or a girl? Hands down, I would have said a boy. If you asked me when I had my cramps and the boobies were growing and everything else that was changing, would I rather be a boy? And I'm watching the boys run faster than me in track, I'd be like, hell yeah, I'd rather be a boy. Thank God I'm a girl. I got married, had kids. I love being a woman. But I don't want to be looked at as a Dylan Mulvaney woman. I want to look like a woman who wears a sports jersey and the Kelsey mom. That's the kind of woman I am. A woman who runs a business. The woman who works. The woman who, can work on my car and change the car battery and the car stereo and that's the type of woman I want to be. So where I'm a little confused as a doctor is what is the conversation parents then are supposed to have when they ask their child if they want to be a girl or boy? Do they say, do you like having a vagina? Do you not want that anymore? Would you rather have a penis? That might be a little difficult for the average child to comprehend. The child thinking that their sex is a choice might not be very easily understood at a young age. And so, and I get there are many individuals who might feel like, you know, I really hated wearing dresses. I hated Barbies. I did. I couldn't stand dresses and Barbies. Because if I wear a dress, everybody can see my underwear. When I would do, you know, athletics. And I'm like, let me just wear pants. Right, you know, now, kids, now girls can wear pants. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, girls don't want to shave their legs. They don't have to shave their legs. If girls don't want it, there's a lot of things we don't have to do. Now, I do like wearing makeup. I do like getting my hair dyed. I like wearing a bra because if I didn't, I'd trip over the boobies. But is the average kid able to comprehend that? And so where it looks like we're going in terms of society is kids are going to almost need to declare the sex or gender they want to be. And what I'm concerned about with that is some people might be gender fluid. Yeah, a child might really be mad at their mom. I was so ticked off at my mom. So if you ask me, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be like my mom. I'm a boy. And that could change week to week. I got a whooping from my dad. I'm a girl now. I mean, if somebody identifies, and mind you, those who identify and make that decision, that's a very serious decision, and I commend them. It takes guts. And it is a very, very trying time for them, and Godspeed. But I don't know if kids are ready to make that decision. And to make the decision, because some, I know a lot of individuals who still love to have their penis. And so, you know, before you make that, and I'm not saying all kids would have a castration procedure, but how does a kid know what they want in terms of fertility? So we are going to be seeing more and more people say that a child needs to explore their gender. And some parents are worried that the schools, the kids are going in, and then the teachers are going to be like, so think about, do you want to be a boy or a girl? And then they're going to go home going, Mom, I don't want to be who I am. And then the parents have to then, who are not medically or psychologically trained, if schools are going to bring this up, there better be the doctors on standby and psychologists and everybody else. Because how does a parent, you know, if my sons told me they didn't want to be boys, I would take them to a doctor and we would see what needed to be done in terms of a proper gender transitioning. But if the boys are like, why are you asking me this? A lot of kids aren't ready for that. And I just don't think this should be something that we widespread do where every kid has to declare the gender they want, because it could change and they might change their minds. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I'm watching very closely what's happening with this bird flu. And I know you guys are like, I'm sick of it, I'm sick of flus, I'm sick of COVID. That's okay. You guys can take a break. You don't have to necessarily be on top of all the news. I'll tell you guys when to worry. I'm a little worried, but I'm not going to have you guys worry yet. No need for anybody to panic. But this is something that I think could be our next biggie. And I am very concerned that labs that held COVID virus and mishandled them could also be handling the H5N1 and mishandling it or messing with it. So I'm a little nervous, but that doesn't mean you all have to be. Well, now we have a strain of bird flu that infected a Chilean man. This has shown concerning mutations that may make it more likely to infect a human. Now, remember last week they said that the H5N1 bird flu was four mutations away from a pandemic. And that headline was such clickbait, but they might not be that wrong. They showed which mutations had to happen in order for it to turn into a person-to-person. See, we know that bird flu is pandemic within the bird populations. We know that it is also infecting mammals. We know that bird flu can potentially affect humans because we've had humans infected. And one girl in Cambodia died. But why it's not called a pandemic in humans is because it hasn't been a human-to-human sort of thing. Or we haven't had tons of humans exposed to these chicken or birds. So, thank God, we are only having little mini outbreaks here and there. But if the virus is mutating, or the virus is being able to get smarter and get into humans, we're going to have a big, big problem. So this man lives in Chile. He has been infected with the bird flu. I think he is still alive. He's 53 years old, still hospitalized. He came down with a cough, sore throat, and hoarseness on March 13th. His symptoms worsened, and he was sent into the ICU and treated with antiviral medicines and antibiotics. Tests carried out by Chilean and American health officials revealed two concerning mutations thought to make the virus more deadly and transmissible in people. And so basically, there's a CAACAG to an AAAAAG mutation that allows the virus to invade a human cell's protein. These mutations could allow the cells to bypass human defense forces, and then if it is able to go from a human-to-human cell, and we're able to spread it through our breathing or droplet transmission, it can very easily become a human-to-human pandemic. And so what right now we think happens is a human can get it, but when they cough it out or when they, it doesn't necessarily be in a form that could reinfect a new human. They're concerned that we're close. They say two of the mutations would need to occur on the hemagglutinin, the outside parts of the virus. That's why you have H5N1. Those are the hemagglutinins, the neuroamidase. They're responsible for the binding to human cells. With these mutations, it could travel through the air, bypass the body's natural defenses. They say other changes include matching itself to better connect to human viruses rather than bird, and to optimize itself to strike cell proteins. So the new lab analysis looked at the virus found in the lungs of this patient from Chile and the Antofagasta region, and according to the World Health Organization, he is thought to have become infected through contact with sick or dead birds. The man was healthy, hadn't traveled recently. He's still in the hospital being monitored. And bird flu can have a 100% mortality rate. The problem with flus and viruses is we don't have a lot of antivirals. We don't have a lot of medication choices. With bacteria sometimes is easier to tackle until, of course, it goes into sepsis. But with, or it consumes a lung or it consumes the brain. But with viruses go throughout the body so damn quickly because we don't catch it until it's already had taken on so many cells and broken up, and there's billions upon billions of particles throughout the body, that by then you're playing catch-up and you're trying to control the symptoms, waiting for the virus to die off. So past animal studies suggest that these two mutations that they found in this particular gentleman could cause the virus to be more harmful and spread more easily. Okay, right now, they don't think that the mutations are currently easier to contract, but if they go along this path, they could be. So, so bird flu was detected back in 1996 and 1997 in domestic waterfowl in southern China. The virus is named the A. goose Guangdong 1 1996. In 1997, this is according to the CDC, the H5N1 poultry outbreaks happening in China and Hong Kong included 18 associated human cases. Six of them died in Hong Kong. The virus ended up causing 860 human infections with a greater than 50% death rate. So this was between 1996 and 1997. For several years, now I know some of you are like, wait a second, waterfowl China, is this like COVID? Remember, China has a lot of people. They do a lot of things differently with their food than we in America do. So it could be coincidental. I don't, think it was a Wuhan lab leak. But you do wonder, because China has had issues with lab leaks with the original SARS. But between 2003 and 2005, the H5N1 reemerged in China and several other countries to cause widespread poultry outbreaks across Asia. In 2005, wild birds spread the H5N1 to poultry in Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. The hemagglutinin, an HA gene of the virus, diversifies into many genetic clades. Multiple genetic lineages then were detected, meaning multiple types of this H5N1. Then, between 2014 and 2016, they said gene swapping of the H5 viruses from poultry and wild birds led to emergence detection of an H5N6 and an H5N8 virus subtype. HA, the hemagglutinin, diversifies further into a clade 2.3-4.4 in Asia, Africa, Europe, Middle East, and North America. H5 viruses with various neuraminidase, neuraminidase genes, that's the H5N1 or that's the H and the N in that, continue to be detected, even in birds and poultry. Between 2018 and 2020, H5N6 and H5N8 viruses become predominantly global, replacing the original H5N1 viruses. As of 2022, there's been 70 H5N6 human infections, 7 H5N8 human infections. The H5HA diversifies further into a 2.3-4.4B clade, which becomes predominant in Asia, Africa, Europe, the Middle East. Now, in 2021 to 2022, they say a new H5N1 virus belonging to the 2.3-4.4B clade with a wild bird adapted N1NA gene emerges. And this, the virus was dominant in Asia, Africa, Europe, and the Middle East, but it became detected in Canada and the U.S. in late 2021, but in wild birds. So this is birds. In February 2022, the virus begins causing outbreaks in U.S. commercial and backyard poultry. At this time, two human cases with current H5N1 were reported, one in the U.K., one was in the U.S. So what this means is the virus did find itself a way to get to American birds. We had to kill many of the chickens, which they're blaming the egg prices on, but I think there's also something else with it, too. I think greed and all sorts of other stuff going on and supply shortages. But H5N1, if it's in our bird population, it could very easily then infect humans that touch these birds. If humans become the host that allow it to mutate, to go from human to human, we have a big problem. So the reason why officials are watching this is because technically the virus is floating around America. Might not necessarily be infecting a lot of humans, but 49 million birds have either died from the virus or have to be culled. And so with the U.S. saying they have seen this virus in wild birds in every state, it's here. So, yeah, we're concerned. There's no way back. So what we need to do is we need to make sure we have plenty of antivirals. Tamiflu may still help, but I think we need to have more than that, and we need to be prepared. We also need to make sure we have a vaccine. We need to have H5N1 masks. And if you thought COVID was infectious, this sucker can be a lot more infectious. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The House is expected to vote this week on a bipartisan deal that raises the nation's debt limit. Announced over the weekend by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the deal must pass both the House and Senate before reaching Biden's desk for a signature. Some Democrats aren't thrilled about the McCarthy-Biden agreement.
Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut said on Fox News Sunday that none of the things in the bill are Democratic priorities.
We capped insulin at $35 for seniors. We passed the biggest infrastructure investment in our country ever. We addressed climate change. Those are our priorities.
An apartment complex in Iowa partially collapsed yesterday afternoon with residents inside. 8 people were rescued from the rubble. At least 12 others made it out on their own. Officials added no deaths have been confirmed and there isn't any credible information about missing persons. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you asked, what is complex PTSD as opposed to PTSD? And I guess this has come up because Kathy Griffin, comedian who had showed a severed Donald Trump head, says she has an extreme case of complex PTSD after being nearly canceled for this photo. So complex PTSD is similar to post-traumatic stress disorder, but the main difference is with post-traumatic stress disorder, there's usually a one event, a rape, a seeing your friends blown up in battle, earthquake, car accident, And from that one event, you end up suffering. Panic attacks, nightmares, flashbacks, depression, anxiety. Complex PTSD is ongoing trauma that can last months or years. Even though to me, I think it could be complex having done a tour, a military tour, because there were multiple events. Complex PTSD usually is related to a series of traumatic events that happen over time, or one prolonged event that just didn't end very quickly, that just kept going on. And so the symptoms will include flashbacks, nightmares, depression, anxiety, memory loss, mood disorders. Substance abuse can also happen. And apparently there's four types. They have the fight, flight, freeze, and fawn defensive responses out of these. But that happens from childhood trauma. It could be with any sort of trauma. But it's a diagnosis that is more complex. And it does deserve to have its recognition. Not all post-traumatic stress disorder is the same. But Kathy Griffin, interestingly, says she has this. And part of it is blamed that she says based on what she did with the Donald Trump. She says sometimes her panic attacks, she goes, I have been diagnosed with complex PTSD, and for the last year and a half I've been plagued with terrifying panic attacks. Sometimes they last a few hours or more. Typically they last a full day, if not multiple days in a row. I feel silly even telling you this because I always thought PTSD was just for veterans and stuff, she says. She added that the PTSD became awful after she was nearly canceled following the release of a photo where she was holding a bloody, decapitated head of Donald Trump. She said, during my attacks, I typically vomit quite a bit and often have to go to the ER just to get IV fluids. Now, she has had multiple issues. She had, I think, lung cancer. I believe she had a couple suicide attempts. But she says, if any of you know my story, you'll understand that this really started for me 5.5 years ago, referring to the 2017 career hit that she took when she criticized President Trump. And so what's kind of interesting about this, and, you know, I wish her well, suffering from lung cancer, suffering from, you know, suicidal attempts and substance abuse, that's got to be hard. I have to be honest, I was a little, I wasn't really a fan of Kathy Griffin because my first exposure to her was on Seinfeld. And if you remember that Seinfeld episode, basically in that episode, Seinfeld gives her character a break. And then she turns around and makes fun of him. And eventually, and her bit isn't even funny, and then he eventually has to get a lawyer to get her to stop, and then she makes fun of that. And so it was interesting because, you know, even though a lot of comedians got their start, you know, she just seemed annoying. I'm like, how could you do that to Jerry Seinfeld, even though it was the character? And so, you know, her, even though that was a huge start to her career, many people look at her as, unfortunately, somebody that kind of can be annoying. And when it came to what she did with Trump, when I saw that, and mind you, you know, I don't want to see anybody do that with any president. Biden, Clinton, Obama, Bush, Trump, a beheaded head. That's not, I mean, but she might have chosen that path because she had friends say, yeah, do it. You're preaching to the choir. And then she got hit with a big dose of reality. And mind you, she has enough in her life to cause post-traumatic stress disorder, especially with her being a cancer survivor and going through that. But, you know, what people choose to do to gain attention or social media, I think is causing a lot of stress and a lot of suicidality. And I keep saying this. I keep telling people this. Many people are living under a facade, thinking that what they think and how they feel is what the majority of people do. And Bud Light just got a big dose of reality when they thought they were being progressive, showing that they supported transgender rights, but instead women thought that they were making fun of women. Women don't dance around in a bathtub. Same thing with the Nike. You know, women don't have flat chests and not have to fear, you know, to the same degree as men do, or you know, they have to fear to a more degree than men do, breast cancer, all that. And seeing somebody be able to jump around in a sports bra who doesn't have breasts, a lot of women took offense to it. I didn't care. You know, I understand what, you know, Dylan Mulvaney is an influencer, and it's you know, and you know, but we, you know, you got to be kind of careful with that stuff. So here is Kathy Griffin thinking that she's preaching to the choir, and that a lot of people would applaud her for having a beheaded Donald Trump, and she got a big dose of reality, and her career started to take a bad turn. And so I urge a lot of people to stay off social media. Many people get really depressed when they post something, and then they realize it didn't go the way it needed to. And you don't need that. There's enough things in the world that are depressing and anxiety-producing that if you don't have to post something on social media, don't. There are many individuals that thrive on that, or they need that that visual, or they need that sort of publicity. But, you know, I see this time and time again, where individuals think they are preaching to the choir and they are saying what needs to be said, and everybody's like, yeah, I agree with you. And then all of a sudden, something like this happens. I mean, how many times have people told me that at work they have to lie? They have to pretend to be Democrat. Because if they don't, they could lose their job. And so somebody says something at work, you know, yeah, blame Trump, and everyone at work's like, yeah. So you're sitting at the desk, everyone's looking at you like, yeah, because you're afraid to stand up and say something. But yeah, you know, the average person might not be like, you know, I don't really want to say that, and I don't really want to feel that way. And you have a lot of individuals, especially in California and stuff, or New York, or in their companies, or feel like they academic institutions, where they have to really bite their tongue and sit there while they hear rants of one political ideology or another. So these individuals ranting think they're preaching to the choir. And then all of a sudden they find out, no, a good portion of the world does not, or a country does not think like they do. And that's, and so, you know, just be a little smarter about things. You know, I get people want to get that attention, and they want, I mean, right now Kathy Griffin is not going to be known for her comedy, but that picture of her, you know, holding a beheaded, that's not the way your career should be going. That's not a good way for your career to be remembered. Now, some people say, oh man, she was so gutsy for doing that, and some people might have liked it. That might have been right up there. That might have been the art that they you know, relish in and worship. But, you know, the average person, you know, does not, you know, the average person might be very in support, like with Bud Light, of transgender rights, but they might not like the way that women were portrayed in that and made fun of. Hey, you know, just do your research. You could be very, you could support a product, you could sell a product, and then you could give to charity. You could, I mean, because here's the other thing too. Like, I see all this pink stuff with October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Wearing pink is nice, but what we really need is money going to research and breast cancer drugs.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. so I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
In 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you a while back asked about the wedding planning I had. I was in medical school. Even though I love party planning, I hardly put any time into planning the wedding. I was in medical school, and I had to do interviews to try to get into residency, finish my boards. We made a simple wedding. I got a discount bridal dress. It fit luckily. Got bridal dresses that weren't that expensive for the wedding party. And, you know, we made a good wedding. For the amount of money we had and for the amount of guests we had, we did a good job. I don't think David's Bridal was a store I was able to go to. I know they have beautiful, beautiful dresses. I think there's a statistic that one in four brides wear David's Bridal. It's that popular. Unfortunately, the largest bridal retailer has filed for bankruptcy. According to CNN, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They have been hurt by a range of factors, including inflation, competition from online retailers and secondhand retailers. A shift to more casual weddings have also made their dresses and gowns less relevant. And according to David's Bridal's bankruptcy filing, they say an increasing number of brides are opting for less traditional wedding attire, including thrift wedding dresses. These shifting consumer preferences have significantly exacerbated the company's financial crunch. So they've been hurt by changes to how women shop for wedding dresses. The demand for formal wedding dresses, bridesmaid dresses, and related accessories has decreased substantially. I always thought that process was ridiculous. You know, may she rest in peace. I went with my mother-in-law, and I didn't really want to. I just wanted to get my own dress and get out of there because I had to go back to work. And the dress I found, I liked, and she said I couldn't wear it. I wouldn't be allowed to in the temple. And it turned out she was wrong. I could have. So I just got any dress. And it was a nice dress, but it really wasn't. It was not my favorite dress. And I don't resent her or anything like that. May she rest in peace. You know, I didn't care that much about the dress, but thank God I didn't. But the dress I really did like and want, I couldn't get anyway. Because my mother-in-law wouldn't let me. So, you know, for me, I'm like, let me just get the cheapest dress, the one that looks good, and then let me get the hell out of here. And it wasn't the cheapest dress, but it was, you know, and everybody says, well, you want to keep it and you want to give it to your daughter. First of all, I don't have a daughter. Second, would my daughter really want to wear a 1990s dress? She'd want to wear something. And by the way, what women now wear for weddings, there's like so many amazing things that you know, you don't necessarily have to have the Princess Diana, and I hate to say this, I didn't really like Princess Diana's dress. I didn't like the sleeves. I understand that was 1980s style. The train was beautiful, but I didn't really like the dress. I think I liked Kate Middleton's dress a lot more. So, you know, the average girl has their own, you know, taste in dresses, so they're not going to necessarily, and I understand, I like tradition. I think weddings are nice. But if these millennials or Gen Zs or anything like me, where I really don't want to spend $2,000 on something like that, you know, I don't blame them. And, you know, weddings, remember, we weren't allowed to get married during COVID, which was ridiculous. You know, I missed some of my friends' family's funerals because of COVID. Thank God I was able to make it to a couple. But you couldn't even bury your dead. You couldn't even be there at a funeral. And it's ridiculous what happened. So even though there was a comeback, you know, still fewer people are getting married, and they sure the hell aren't going to spend that kind of money. Now, David's Bridal is going to keep nearly 300 stores. The website's going to still operate. They're still going to fulfill all orders. They'll honor gift cards, returns, and exchanges. But if they can't find a new buyer, they will close their stores and liquidate. The company has 10,000 full and part-time employees. Last week, they said they're going to fire 9,000 of them. So, wow, that's 90%. David's Bridal is the successor to a bridal retailing business that began as a single bridal salon in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It said approximately 25% of brides in the United States wear one of their gowns. But this is their second bankruptcy in 5 years. So they did try to restructure. But I think a lot of individuals are like, look, I just need a white dress. A lot of individuals don't wear white because they're not technically virgins. And, you know, you could, so off-white, you know. And they, you know, they wear a dress and you know, white's hard because you're going to drink and you're going to get stuff on it. And also a lot of people have changes. They have to change their clothes in it anyway. So, you know, wear it for the pictures. Some people give it back. They'll borrow it and then they'll like return it, saying I don't like it. You know, remember the younger generations are a little bit more practical. I still, every time we move, I lug the wedding dress. I don't look at it because I can't fit into it. And it really wasn't the dress I wanted to wear anyway. So it's like, yeah, I'm not going to throw it out because I spent money on it. But you know, the millennials and the Gen Zs, they look at Gen Xs and baby boomers and go, well, what the hell did you do that for? And bridesmaids don't all want to wear the same dress. The other thing, too, is bridesmaids want to use the dress for something else. I've used my bridesmaid dresses. Thank God, one of the weddings I was in, that dress was like a dress I could use for a cocktail party or whatever. So I was able to use that dress in other venues. And that's what people want. They want to get more use out of their dress. They don't want a dress that was ugly that, you know, I had to make my bridesmaids wear. I mean, it was pretty red, I think it was a burgundy color, but And the only, I didn't want burgundy. It's just they were inexpensive. I was a poor medical student. I didn't have money. It was stupid. So it's a shame to see something like this happen today's bridal. I would really like, you know, to see these companies still stay alive because COVID was not their fault. But people are doing things differently. And, you know, when you say, you know, weddings don't have to be 40, 50, you know, one of the reasons why we have fewer marriages, it's because people don't want to spend that money on a wedding. They don't want to spend that kind of money. It's expensive to get married these days. And once you say it's a wedding, prices go up. But, yeah, you could make a discount. You could do a wedding anywhere. You could, you know, pick a background at a park. And you can... we have mountains, we have, you know, if the weather is good and you could count on good weather or have a tent, you don't necessarily have to rent an expensive hall. And then you can bring your own drinks and alcohol. Food is expensive. I've done so many parties and I've done so many fundraisers and galas that you really do get taken advantage of. And to be honest, you don't remember that much of it. You want a beautiful wedding, you want to know family's there, you want to take good pictures. But then after a few hours, it's over. I'd rather spend the money on the honeymoon or spend the money on the house you're getting or the furniture. So I think doing weddings a little cheaper and smarter is how people are going these days. And also, I think it's less stressful. And, you know, maybe this is, you know, millennials and Gen Zs are kind of, you know, steering, you know, the ship correctly on this one. I do love tradition. I think a beautiful wedding is you know, I loved watching, you know, Kate and William get married and, you know, beautiful weddings and traditions are nice and the family's there and, you know, the tissues and it's nice, but I don't like wasting money. When my kids get married, God willing, if they want to, I hope they do, but, you know, if they want to, whatever they want to do with the wedding. If you don't want to have an open bar, you don't have to have an open bar. I'll have a big purse. I'll carry my own alcohol. I'm good with that. We'll save money. If you don't want to serve a beef and a chicken dish, you just want to serve a chicken dish, fine by me. If you want to do a buffet, fine by me. It doesn't have to be a $50,000 wedding, for crying out loud. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.